The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Enda McNulty is with me, the performance coach and the CEO of McNulty Performance. Enda, a pleasure as always. Were you up late watching the US Open last night?
I was indeed. What a fascinating weekend of sport, Kieran. I'm sure you and your listeners were enthralled.
It was incredible viewing, and then it became incredible for all the wrong reasons. As I was kind of watching, this is an insight into my domestic life. My wife had gone to bed, but wanted to know what was happening. So I was texting her one word updates. It's the story of Rory's collapse in one word WhatsApp updates from bunker. What's happened?
Did she get out of bed?
She got out of bed and came back down. I said, you have to come back. You have to come back down. It was.
And what did she think?
Oh God, she thought what I thought. She just thought it's never going to happen for him. That is the unfortunate thing that we both thought. I mean, the words kind of bottler and choker, they come with all of this baggage, and people really, they don't like the sound of them. And a lot of people kind of, as soon as I used them earlier, defending Rory. How would you describe what happened to Rory 16, 17 and 18?
Well, I wouldn't call him a bottler and a choker. I would call him one of the greatest athletes of all time. And if you think about it, an athlete from this part of the world is now arguably, you know, the best golfer on the planet, or certainly in the top five. I'd say that would be an understatement. In terms of what happened yesterday, if we look at the facts is Rory was in position to win this tournament. The facts are that he won 2.3 million. I don't think any of our listeners at home would say it's a bad day when you're winning 2.3 million. I'm sure your wife would agree with that, Kieran. I would also say that clearly this guy has the complete golf game. And I know that your listeners would say, and I'm going to stop the car if you don't call it the obvious, that he has choked in those last few holes. And to a certain extent, he did choke. What I would say is that he has probably, if 360 degrees of a full golf game, this guy probably has 359 degrees. He has the complete game, but sometimes he gets tight in the clutch. Sometimes he chokes on a Sunday, and that's unfortunately happened too many times over the last 10 years. If you look at two big headlines here, headline one, it was one of the greatest Opens in recent memory. Headline two, it's arguably one of Rory's greatest losses. But I think the good news is that Rory gets a chance to write the third headline. And that is, he could go on to win three or four majors over the next 3 or 4 years if he uses this as the mother and father of all lessons. And again, your listeners will want to know, what do I mean by that?
Yeah.
I think that the team behind Rory, Kieran, maybe needs to look at how to freshen things up. That the team behind Rory need to look at how do they help him go on to be a serial winner in majors over the next 4 or 5 years, which unquestionably he has the capability to do so.
Because I guess it comes down to that idea, does it, of, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes. If he keeps doing the same thing and it hasn't worked for the last 40 majors, on some level, despite what he might be telling himself explicitly, on some level he might kind of, there'll be some doubt there, won't there?
Well, I think he has done things differently, Kieran. If you, again, in the last 4 or 5 years, he started to work more regularly with people like Butch Harmon, arguably one of the greatest golf coaches in history. He's clearly worked a lot with Bob Rotella on his mental game. He has changed his caddy. I know everybody might challenge, is this caddy capable of helping him win on a Sunday? I think he is, but maybe the caddy can improve his game. I know Rory's agent very well, Sean O'Flaherty, and I know they're looking at unturning all stones, or what do they say, the old school GA mentality. You know, look underneath all stones for solutions. They are doing that, and they're doing that pretty proactively. So they are changing things. They are looking at what has to be done to go and win a series of majors.
How, I mean, it's easy for us to say that. How difficult will it be in the short term for Rory to do any of this? You know, because I was listening to Joe Molloy, was on with the lads on OTBAM this morning, and Joe obviously a huge golf fan and knows an awful lot about it. And he said he would have been able, with a lot of these other near misses, to rationalize them. You know, the big collapse of the Masters, well, I was very, very young and maybe I wasn't kind of mentally ready for it. And even the Open last year, well, Cam Smith went on this incredible birdie run. And it goes back to that old sporting idea of controlling the controllables. I can't control that. Whereas this was utterly in his control, those two putts, you know. So yeah, there'll be an element of, I can't look at anyone else now this time but me.
Yeah, what I would say on that is, let's have a sense of perspective. I would politely challenge Joe on that and say that what Rory has now that maybe he didn't have then was perspective. He is a child now he didn't have then. And I think he's a more mature individual outside of golf, because life's not just about golf. I can assure you, Kieran, having spent 25 years of my life advising, coaching and mentoring elite performers in sport and business and across all performance crucibles, the more you focus on that it's just about what you do in sport, that's actually the opposite of having a chance to win loads more. Let's have perspective here. The young man can win another 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 majors. There's no question about that. The perspective is that he came second. He didn't come 55, he came second. The other perspective is, by the way, he was in position to win, having overhauled a three-shot deficit. Mm. Right, to lead by 2 with 5 to play. So if we look at it the other way around, I would actually look at it the other way around. He was in position to win this golf tournament again. And as I said, he's 1 degree off, not 100 degrees off or 50 degrees off. I certainly look back at my own sporting career and wish that it was 1 degree off. Many times it felt like it was 200 degrees off. So I'm sure for all of our listeners, Kieran, we all realize that many days in our performance crucible, whatever that is, we get tight in the clutch. Maybe even we choked if we're really open and honest with ourselves. And every golfer, I'm sure, on a Sunday of even an amateur golf tournament would say, that was a tricky putt. Even Nick Faldo said afterwards, that was a tricky putt to close it out. So I empathize with him more than anything else.
Yeah.
But I strongly reinforce, he gets a chance to write the script for the future. Not us, let's say, golfers on the ditch, but Rory and his team get a chance to write the script.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, listen, I hope that script includes at least one more major. He certainly has it in him, but they are difficult to come by. That's 40-0 for him now, and I guess, you know, if history is anything to go by, he probably has anywhere between 10 and 20 left.
Well, I think that's the point.
Performance begins to dip.
But I think that's the point, Kieran. I think the point is for Rory and his team to stop focusing on history. That's exactly the point about elite performance under pressure, especially in those last 3 or 4 holes. The more you think about history there, the more you're moving away from that flow state. That's exactly the point. Focus process, on the flow, focusing on the middle of every moment, as I used to say as a performance coach in Ireland rugby, rather than this historic consequence of winning or losing.
Enda McNulty is a performance coach and he is the CEO of McNulty Performance. Enda, always interesting. So thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.